Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I'm Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Every Thursday, we broadcast to you here through Yaquina Bay Communications countywide. Pleasure to have Althea Rizzo on our program today. She's the Geological Hazards Program Coordinator for Oregon Emergency Management. Good morning.
Hey, thank you.
A little mic adjustment. Althea, you are on the 2018 Oregon Tsunami Preparedness Roadshow. Do I have that right?
That is correct.
And you're like 3 weeks in?
Yeah, I have 1 week more to go. I've been from Astoria to Brookings already. And so this week I'm in Lincoln County. Next week I will be down in Lane and Douglas County.
Wow. So how much longer are you on the road?
This week and next week.
Wow. So give us an idea, kind of generally what that looks like. I mean, is it our presentations to communities, what comprises the activities of your roadshow?
Sure. So it's been a kind of a mix. It's actually been a really fun mix this time. My focus this time has been on the policymakers, the first responders, the doers of getting prepared for Cascadia. But in Seaside, we had movie night at the library. So I've done a couple of public presentations also. Mm-hmm. So it's been kind of a mix of a bunch of different things.
Well, I want to say, I feel like I met you on behalf of Dogami in years past. Is that right? Or have you always been OEM?
I've always been OEM, but we work really closely with Dogami, yes.
Got you. Well, fantastic. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we've got a short time and we kind of want to send out your primary messages. So where do you think we begin? You know, I know you mentioned this idea of social capital. I mean, is that a good place for us to start today? I mean, what's the primary message you're giving folks?
Sure. So we all know that Cascadia is coming. We don't know when, but it is coming.
Yeah.
And we know that we have a lot of work to do and because we just learned about this hazard in the mid-1980s. So we have a lot of catching up to do. And we know that fixing our built environment is going to be very expensive. So by focusing on the social capital, on the people, and giving the people the tools they need to be resilient, giving communities the tools for their people to be resilient, it's much cheaper than fixing the built stuff, which we have to do eventually. But you can influence people today.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I learned from you last year at the Oregon Emergency Management Annual Conference was your 2 weeks to ready plan. And I almost feel like, and I was reviewing those documents a little this morning, you know, this idea we have for individuals and families kind of, you know, encompasses communities. It seems to me like it's the same concept on scale in some ways.
Yeah, I mean, we all grew up with the three-day pack, but we know that on the coast especially, it's going to take a while before help gets out here.
Yeah.
So the 2 weeks ready just means that you and your family and your neighborhood can be self-sufficient with food and water for the time it takes before we can get help out here.
Yeah. You know, we've started my family with our packs, and, you know, over time we've built up what we consider our resilience. What's your range here? I mean, it almost seems to me like over planning, especially on the Oregon coast, and maybe calling it over planning is not even the way to look at it. But the more the better. I mean, we should really be shooting for that most resilience possible. I mean, would it be even best practice to look at having 30 days of, you know, food? 60 days.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's no top end for how long you should be prepared for. Because if you prepare for a year, but it's really only 3 weeks, you have all of those resources that you can then share with others. And that's what I'm really trying to emphasize is we're all in Cascadia together. And it's our social networks, our families, our neighborhoods, the clubs, the activities that we do on a regular basis to improve our life now is going to create that resiliency that's going to serve us very, very well after Cascadia.
So some examples of social capital. I told you I was a mountain biker and you said, hey, that's great social capital. Why? Give me an example then why that's great.
Sure. So if you belong to like a bike club or, you know, you go biking with a bunch of friends, you have a bike And that is going to be your transportation after this event. You could put a cart on that bike, and then you can help transport goods around your community in a way that vehicles are just not going to be able to. Portland has a cargo bike competition that's a lot of fun. And they do disaster trials. And
oh, really?
Yeah, cool. So they have to go through obstacles with their bikes, their cargo bikes. And it's a lot of fun. But, you know, I was talking to someone down on the South Coast earlier, and they do wild mushrooming. They go out and find wild mushrooms. And I told her, you need to rename your class Eating Well After Cascadia. Because if you know how to forage off the land, and if you know how to garden, and it, you're part of like the master gardeners, and you're teaching other people, you're creating those social networks that means that you're going to be able to survive well and eat well after Cascadia, but you're also sharing that information. It's that sharing of the information that's really key, because I can talk about Cascadia till I'm blue in the face, and I frequently do, until others people take that message and improve on it and share it and do these things. That's what is going to make Oregon resilient to Cascadia.
Yeah. You know, I feel like some ways, especially with digital communications and, you know, social media and things like that, which have, you know, great assets about them. But sometimes I realize, holy cow, like, I don't even know the person that lives three houses down. And I've lived in that neighborhood for, you know, 3 years. And that's something I feel intuitively sometimes like I need to correct. Like, you know, I need to know who's in my neighborhood. And we just maybe don't do that as much maybe as we did at one time.
No, we're much more insular society today than we used to be. We used to have all sorts of civic groups that we and interest groups that we would belong to that would get us out of our house. Now we're sitting on Facebook all the time. And, you know, bake a plate of cookies, introduce yourselves, and start to meet your neighbors. I bet you anything, you've got some really fascinating, interesting people in your neighborhood that would love to be a part of this effort of making their neighborhood much more safe for Cascadia. You know, we get winter storms over here all the time. So you're not just preparing for one thing when you're preparing for Cascadia. You're preparing for the thing that comes every single winter. And so, you know, reach out to your neighbors and start to create those networks, because after an event like this, first responders are not going to be available. You're not going to be able to pick up 911 and have help come to you. You are your own help. You are your neighbor's help. You are your family's help, and vice versa. And so it's really important for you to know who's living in the house two doors down. It could be an elderly person with some pets, and they're going to need more help. Or it could be a retired medical doctor who can give you help. But you won't know that unless you bake that plate of cookies and take it down to them.
Love it. Love it. Althea Rizzo, she is the Geological Hazards Program Coordinator for Oregon Emergency Management. She's on the 2018 Oregon Tsunami Roadshow. We'll be back with her in just a moment. Stay with us. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Althea Rizzo is with us today. She's on the 2018 Oregon Tsunami Roadshow from Oregon Emergency Management, the Geological Hazards Program Coordinator. Althea, Cascadia is really a big deal. You've mentioned it might not be in the next 10 years, not the next 50 years, but, you know, how serious is this event if it occurs?
So it's a very serious event. This will affect the entire Pacific Northwest when it happens. It's really going to affect the entire Western U.S. when it happens, and Western Canada. The subduction zone that's going to cause this very large earthquake runs from Northern California all the way up to British Columbia, and it's about 50 to 75 miles off our coast. And so the population that's going to be affected is from Sacramento, San Francisco, all the way up to Vancouver, British Columbia. So that's millions of people that are going to be without power, without utilities, without running water, if we have the full Rip 9. Now, about half the time we get smaller earthquakes, but those smaller earthquakes are 7.6. So that does impact a smaller location. But all of our planning assumption is based on worst case scenario, because we plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah. you know, when we go from a 7 to a 9, I mean, is there kind of like a triple, double, quadruple increase? I mean, when we look at those numbers?
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers thrown around. Huh. And some of the scales is, you know, it's 10 times more. And some of the scales is 37 times more. And you can drill down into that, the different measuring scales, but what you're really interested in is how much shaking is going to be where you are.
Okay.
And that's the modified Mercalli scale. If you're interested, your listeners are interested in looking that up, and that describes it verbally. It's severe shaking or it's very strong shaking, and the coast can expect, extreme shaking on the coast. It will shake from Northern California up to British Columbia and all the way west of the Cascades. They're going to feel the shaking. They can probably feel it in Idaho if we get the full RIP 9. It's just a very large event, and a large number of people are going to be impacted, and that's why our planning is for the worst case.
So our built environments, you know, we just didn't know this information in the past, the science we have now, you know, what where's that vulnerability come from for our structures and infrastructure?
Sure. So we didn't know that the Cascadia could have these very large earthquakes until about the mid-1980s. I mean, we didn't know about plate tectonics until the 1960s.
Okay.
So all of our built environment, those beautiful, iconic bridges along 101, along all of 101, our high schools, our elementary schools, our hospitals, our first responders facilities, were all built before we had this knowledge of these very large earthquakes. So much of our built environment, the things we live in and the buildings that we want to live in afterwards, the roads we need to drive on, were built before we knew about this hazard. So we have a lot of work ahead of us in replacing the bad stuff over time. We don't have to rush out and do it all at once.
Yeah.
But Oregon and the Oregon legislature is starting to address some of this issue. They gave millions of dollars through the Seismic Retrofit Grant Program, for instance, to schools, hospitals, and first responder facilities to fix their bad buildings. ODOT has gotten a large amount of money to start hardening routes. So we are starting to address this, but fixing our built environment is expensive, and it's done over time.
Althea, let's take a break here and, you know, jump into some of the things you've seen. You mentioned Japan, Chile when we come back. So we'll take our last break, and we're with Althea Rizzo. She is with Oregon Emergency Management, and we'll talk more about how we can prepare our community on Lincoln County Connections. Back in just a moment. Back on Lincoln County Connections, Althea Rizzo on the 2018 Oregon Tsunami Roadshow. So, Althea, there are examples where communities have done good work here, and it's just really encouraging, some of the stories you've told me. Can you share with us some of those great examples of best practices resulting in resilience?
Sure. The best case example is Japan. You know, they had about 50 years ago some devastating earthquakes, and you know, as a culture, as in a country, they made a very long-term sustained investment in hardening their infrastructure and educating their population so that when the next big one happens, they would be able to recover quickly. And that's exactly what we saw in 2011. There was a very large loss of life from the tsunami, but that's because people didn't evacuate as soon enough. Very few people actually died from the effects of the earthquake. And they were back up with their telecommunications, their utilities, their water systems, their transportation systems at about 80 to 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. And so that's kind of the standard that we're aiming at. San Francisco is also aiming at that 80% at about 3 weeks standard. And that's kind of the gold standard for resiliency. But we also saw Chile, which has about the same size economy as Oregon, do the same thing. Back in 1960, they had the largest ever recorded earthquake.
Largest
ever recorded. And it devastated their country. And so for the last 50 years, using the same amount of resources that Oregon has at its disposal, they were able to, after the 2010 Mole earthquake, be back up and running again at about 80 to 90% in 2 to 3 weeks. So a country with a GDP the same size of Oregon that doesn't have the federal resources that Oregon does,
right,
was able to accomplish what we have to accomplish here. So I want people to understand that this is absolutely possible. We can get ready for Cascadia, but it starts with each individual, and it starts with each individual's family, and then that works out from there to their neighbors, to their networks, to their community, to their legislator. You know, we're all in Cascadia together.
Yeah.
And so we have seen this be done properly.
Yeah, very encouraging to know that it has been done, and we can do it. And with that being said, I mean, we're really protecting us, you know, for the future, for our kids, for the future, because, you know, they're going to inherit what we do, what we put in place.
Sure. We're Oregonians. We could live anywhere in the world that we want to, really. I mean, really. And we choose to be Oregonians because of the life we live, our lifestyle here, the mountain biking, the climbing, the hiking, the skiing, the brew pubs, the schools, you know, everything that makes us Oregonian, we want to be able to pass on to our kids. And so that's why, you know, I highly encourage all of our high school students to graduate with a first aid certificate, because they're going to be their own first responders. And, you know, that's why I encourage courses, you know, like Eating Well After Cascadia, teaching people how to forage off the land.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're going to have all these freeze-dried foods, all these preserved canned foods.
Yeah.
You're going to want something fresh. You're going to want a salad. And we burn a lot of calories after disasters like this. And so teaching our kids this multifaceted social capital, basically, is what's going to save us in the long run.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I think it's this is doable too. You know, our garden bed through the winter is still producing.
Mm-hmm.
So the edible estates, maybe everybody needs an edible estate, you know?
Yeah.
Transform the front yard.
I lived in Pullman for 20 years and I was able to eat spinach all winter long using cold frames.
Yeah, we can do it. So, I kind of did a trip through, finding you online, and I noticed that you've got a great Facebook page. Can you tell us about, is that 2 weeks too ready?
2 weeks ready is our Facebook page, and there's a lot of information on there, and it's a great community for asking questions. There's some videos that you can share, and the jingle for 2 weeks ready will get in your head. There's a lot of really good information also on the OEM website.
Yeah, it seems like that's a good repository for documents there as well. I'm curious, where are you headed next?
Right after this, I'm driving down to Waldport, and then I'm driving back up to Newport. Tomorrow I'm on Yahats. Next week I'm in Dune City, Reedsport, and Florence.
So any, as far as Lincoln County goes, are these the public invited to the next few days where you're going to be?
And mostly it's with policymakers. This year I'm really concentrating on updating on programs that have had some changes and sharing that information. Next year, I'm really going to be focusing on the public, and I would love to find places where we can do science pubs, working with youth groups. So next year, my push is going to be highly public and interactionable.
Great, great. And I imagine we will see you, some of us anyways, at Oregon Emergency Management's annual conference, and you'll probably be doing some presentations there.
Yeah, I'll be presenting on the Central Cascades Volcano Coordination Plan.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Althea, I appreciate it so much, and I know you've been running around quite a bit, so...
Oh, I love it.
I think you'll probably be excited, though, to get home, too, huh?
Yes, very much so.
Well, thanks for all the hard work that you do.
Hey, thank everyone out there for all of their hard work, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet. And remember, 2 weeks ready on Facebook is one place to start. And Oregon Emergency Management, you know, put those keywords in Google, and I think you'll find some great information. So thank you, Althea Rizzo from Oregon Emergency Management. And thank you for tuning in today to Lincoln County Connections. And we'll see you same time, same place.